We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Skeleton.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
But no, they're dirty now. I had to wash them all before tomorrow.
Because you rallied the team all last week and then.
Yep. And then I had to wear stuff yesterday.
Gotcha.
I had to change my shirt like three different times.
Why? Were you sweating?
Well, it was, you know, you celebrate different times of the day. Like yesterday, I wore the older Brave shirt, and then I wore a newer Brave shirt, and then I switched back to an older Brave shirt for no reason whatsoever.
So you went through three Brave shirts yesterday.
Those were all dirty, though.
Oh,
that's why I didn't mind wearing them, just because I was just watching football. But Saturday I wore two different ones. One before, like kind of just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then one as like my shirt. To like support the team.
So yes, you have a Braves Astros World Series. Everybody hates the Astros, so you're going to have to root for the Braves, right?
I was listening to the ESPN radio on the way in, and there was a random baseball guy on that was trying to give reasons why you'd want to root for the Astros. And the only thing he could come up with is that their manager hasn't been back to the World Series in 18 years.
Oh, okay.
And he hasn't won one yet. So it's like, well...
Just give them one.
The Braves haven't been there in, like, 20-something years since 99.
Yeah.
And none of their guys have ever won one, and they've never even been to the World Series. So wouldn't that immediately trump that argument?
Yeah, like, none of those players have been there.
Yeah, they've never been
there
either.
Your guy at least went the one time.
Right? Oh, there's a couple guys that have, like, the opening, the pitcher tomorrow for the Braves, Charlie Morton, was on the Astros a couple years ago.
Oh, all right.
So... But anyway, like
when they were the cheating Astros?
Yeah. So hopefully carry a little bit of that over. But like Freddie Freeman's never been to the World Series. It's the same thing. So I'm all sorts of giddy.
I was going to say, were you losing your mind?
I didn't sob in private later.
Really? It made you that emotional?
Yeah.
What's the emotional attachment to the Braves? Is it still the David Justice era that you fell in love with?
Oh, man, that was the best. A little before that. They were on TBS for... All the time, and my dad loved him. So it was one of those where it was easy to, one of you know, the things to connect with him was watching Braves games.
Yeah.
And the last time they were in the World Series, I remember being so angry. I was sitting behind the recliner in North Syracuse in the living room, pouting. Like, I vividly remember the Braves popping up to the fat Yankees third baseman, and my dad swearing swear words, and me getting up with tears in my eyes and going and sitting behind the recliner in case I had to cry.
So now it's good that you have your Braves.
So now we're back in it.
In the World Series.
I'm more emotional than ever. I will cry in public if I have to.
We have an unbelievably busy week ahead of us, Cody.
I'm excited. Okay? I'm very excited.
So add to our schedule.
Make it even busier.
Your World Series games. Well, the first one's tomorrow.
Yep.
And then how often do they do 2-3-2? Is that what?
Yeah. So it'll be what, Tuesday, and then probably Wednesday, and then off day Thursday, and then what? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, off day Monday, back Tuesday, Wednesday if needed. Does that add up to seven?
I'm just happy to see Cody here this week. I figured he'd be looking at plane tickets.
I went hard. Saturday night. Oh, well, plane tickets. I just, for partying wise, just to celebrate.
Oh, I don't know about that, too,
but
yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Like, I don't know if you looked up, like, Syracuse to Atlanta tickets.
The problem with that would be that right there. The plane ticket and then World Series ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel ticket.
Oh, yeah. Sleep in your car, listen from the parking lot.
Oh, believe me, if it was one of those, like, where we had a week off type deal.
And you could just go?
I mean.
Yeah, I get that.
Especially if I knew, you know, we had the week off already when they won Saturday, and I could immediately be like, all right, well, I got three days to get down to.
Because I saw a few different show bros who were like, I think they're Braves fans, and they're like, well, here's the ticket price to get down to Atlanta, but.
Yeah, and it would be in the middle of the week because they're at Houston first.
Houston
is the higher seed for this one, so they're going to be these first chunk, and then, you know, the Braves will hold on. They'll be down in Atlanta on the weekend.
So what did you do to party on Saturday?
Just all of the booze.
All
of
it?
I honestly thought about champagne later, but it was way too late, and I was like, I'm gonna wake up with a wicked hangover if I pop a champagne bottle at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did you? I liked that the party was going so hard, and it was, were you by yourself?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
party's going by yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I'm saying I like the party was going so hard, like the champagne wasn't even thought of until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, no. Yeah, it started late, and so I popped open the fridge and saw it, and was like, I could.
I could.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Once you're already there, and then you do champagne, you're gonna wake up with a terrible hangover.
Yeah.
You're gonna have
a bad time.
Oh, but all the rips of
all
marijuana,
the bombs, yeah.
All of it.
Because all we all partied real hard on Friday night. All of you were at the house party Friday night. Boss lady was there. You were there.
Yeah. Having some drinks.
I think everybody was feeling it Friday night. So then,
I carried
that into Saturday.
I was going back and forth. Was it Friday? I did no Saturday.
What?
Saturday I did the gummies,
the ones from Paper and Leaf, or just like your own?
No. I only got the other stuff from Paper and Leaf.
Oh,
the
yeah,
gummies okay. were from Jake.
What one more did you do?
Those watermelons, man.
How many?
What are they? They're 25. So yeah. I did. Four.
Oh my!
I wanted to see,
and
it was nice.
It was awesome,
I was very mellow.
Oh, see,
I was very mellow. Yeah,
that shows our tolerance different. If it's just making you mellow,
yeah,
one of those puts me like I'm in space, and awesome.
I was definitely high. It was definitely a nice like this is good. But again, I was layering on.
Yeah.
We're just stacking.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, I was like, with some gummies, and I got this pen thing. Oh, what's this, a dab-looking thing? I must do that. What do I got, a bong? I might as well pack up this bong.
Awesome.
It was a celebration.
Well, thank you.
It's a celebration, but just.
Thank you to Sven for 15 months. I saw B. Malloy renewed his sub in there. Yeah, a lot. So an extremely busy week. Add to that Cody's. What is the Super Bowl? Is that what they're playing this week?
The
Atlanta Cup,
I think,
or something?
This is March Madness.
Okay, cool. So March Madness
March
all week.
Madness all November.
He'll
November
have his baseball
Madness.
Games that are going to run late because Houston is two.
Well, luckily, they're all like eight something.
They balance them out?
Yeah, they'll all be
Eastern
around.
Eastern time, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, they'll all be about eight.
So that, Wheel of Tattoos on Thursday. Ghost hunt on Saturday.
Ooh, gonna catch a ghost.
Got lots of stuff. But of course, Twitch, you can find us anytime. Mics are always on.
I'm gonna catch a ghost.
Are you?
I am.
Had our final soccer game Saturday. I can tell you about that.
Ooh.
Wrapped up the season.
Big win?
Sadly, no. But
almost.
Kids had fun. That's
we'll
all I
there.
Care about.
We'll get there.
Cody and I wearing pants like a couple of idiots.
Be
stupid.
Ass.
Stupid. Non-short weather.
This is garbage.
Sucks, man.
I am furious.
I can't do flexible lunges. I can't jump high. I can't run fast.
You're not wearing your flexies over there, though?
No.
Oh.
Because I haven't got them out yet. I got to clean out the closet in the bedroom because I got so many clothes to donate, and they're in there somewhere. They've made their way to the back because I've had a whole summer of no pants.
Oh, man. See, that's why all my clothes are separated like a laundry racist.
Really? You got like a seasonal part of each area? Like,
well,
you know where everything is?
Oh, yeah. Like my socks are separate. My socks are all separate inside of my socks. My underwears are separate. My shirts are color coordinated and separate. My pants are separate. My sweatpants are separate. My shooty hoop shorts are separate from my regular shorts. Yeah.
Tech Science, right. Look at this. A couple of sheep right here in the pocket of Big Pants.
Right?
Yeah, we're always in the pocket. We're out here pushing the Big Pocket, the Big Pants narrative.
You got us. You know us.
You guys are smart, man. You know we're getting kickbacks.
I can't help but be under the thumb of Big Wrangler.
Big... I'm under the hand of Big Dungaree, of Big Oshgosh Bagosh.
All of which are under the umbrella of Levi.
Yes. I'm not thrilled to be having to wear pants right now, but it's going to be chilly this week, and then...
Yeah, it is.
It looks like, what, a rainy weekend? What does it mean for Thanksgiving, for Halloween, trick-or-treating? Is it going to be raining on trick-or-treating?
What did I see? You know, damn it, I just looked at that yesterday, and I don't remember. I think there's a slight chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean... There's always a slight chance on Halloween for it to rain. Just how that works. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be Halloween in Central New York if it wasn't going to thunderstorm or something. Yeah, it's like a fitty-fitty. Of course.
It's like hit or... Okay, there you go. Sunday. 60 and sun.
Yeah, a little rain maybe
little
popping
potential.
Out.
Little potential. All right. Nice day today. 65, almost 70 in some spots. But otherwise, the rest of the week.
Yeah.
It's going to start getting colder, man.
It's garbage.
I'm real sad.
Absolute garbage.
I'm not sad about the cold. I'm just real sad about I only got 1 week of Halloween things left.
Yeah, it went
my
by.
My favorite holiday.
That went by real damn fast,
too
man.
Too fast.
Ugh. The worst. That's right, though, because now this one is good, because now, after this, we're into that, like, actual holiday
season. The two-month holiday stretch.
Yeah, where it's nice. So this next 2 months, I mean, this last month was awesome, but the next 2 months are just nice.
I made a Thanksgiving dinner last night, bud.
Ah, how good was that turkey?
Dude, it was bomb. And it wasn't even like a fancy turkey. It was one of these Butterball frozen in the bag ones.
Yeah,
have you seen those?
Yes, I have. That's turkey.
It was turkey for sure.
All day.
You put it in the oven from frozen. You don't got to thaw it.
Yeah.
It was like 2.5 hours in the oven. I made some real mashed potatoes, some stuffing, some nice. Gravy.
I've seen a couple places around have the the breast.
Nice, dude.
Deal
nice.
This week. So I think I'm gonna go scoop me a breast of a turkey again. Do that again.
Yeah. Cody's primary food is bird.
Yeah. Yeah, I mostly eat bird.
He mostly is eating bird. It's either turkey, chicken.
Unless I have a craving for, like, it's usually either a cheesesteak.
Yeah, bud.
From, you know, Gino's or a Five Guys Burg.
Yeah, bud.
If I'm craving a beef or eating a little bit of a cow, it's got to be, like, real good cow.
Yeah, make it worth it, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, man, yeah, I've basically this entire summer lived off of, basically for a year, lived off of fowl.
Is there an animal that eats only birds? Like, what's an animal that would eat only birds?
Hmm.
Cocosaurus rex?
Cocosaurus rex.
Yeah, Cocosaurus.
I was immediately going to say a fox, but that eats rodents and whatnot and stuff. And a eagle eats rabbit and such.
I challenge you guys to find an animal that would eat only birds. Because how would it eat only birds? What?
The chicken hawk from Looney Tunes.
All right, yeah, I'll give you that one. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that one.
There you go.
We're giving the bird. All right,
middle fingers are the bird, a double bird. Here, why don't you eat some bird? Get it?
I don't like any of you. I don't like any of you.
There's a swears.
Come hang and twitch. Oh. What? What do you
technically,
see?
Technically, lots of snakes eat the eggs of birds, so does that count?
You know?
No, but they eat other stuff, too.
They do?
They'll eat, like, a mouse and such. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me going on snakes. It's the funniest thing, right? And this is like, we wrapped up the season, the soccer season. And if you guys don't know, I coached my son's soccer team this year. Well, half the season. The coach could only do one half, so I did the second half. Last game was Saturday. And I was telling a buddy of mine, I go, it's so interesting to coach like 10 and 11-year-olds. Because, yeah, they want to play soccer, but they've also got like a million other thoughts. And I bring this up because I'm on the sideline in the middle of the game, and one of the kids, and I love these kids, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Goes, coach, and I think it's something about the game. I go, yeah, bud, do you think a python could kill a giraffe? Whoa. And I go, all right, you just blew my mind. I want to circle back on that. I don't want to walk away from that. I don't know, but I'm going to coach this game right now, and then we'll talk about that. And I thought about it for 4 days now. 3 days.
That's mind-blowing.
Could a python kill a giraffe?
Adult? Or baby? Or any?
I would say both adult.
Wow.
So if I have a full-size python...
I'm not jumping to a...
And a full-size giraffe...
I'm not jumping to a quick answer here. Wow. See? Kids, man.
This is what I'm saying, and I'm trying to coach a game, and now I'm thinking about, how would a python take down a giraffe?
You're like, yeah, how would it do it? Like yelling at you. Coach!
You got any subs?
Your kid.
Yeah, go. Just keep playing.
One of your kids just got kicked wicked hard.
Yeah, just keep playing, though. Yeah, working on something. We're
thinking about something.
We're workshopping something over here.
You run over there to the kid that's injured, and it's the kid that asked a question. And they think, hey. So what type of giraffe? Oh, coach,
like a baby giraffe or a
my leg.
Bone is coming out.
Oh, you think you can take him down by the leg? Oh,
well, that's what I started thinking.
And then he walks away.
That's what I started. Literally, I thought about that for 3 days. I would think the python would wrap itself around the giraffe's legs. Now you've got the giraffe incapacitated. It can't really move.
But.
And it's on the ground. And at that point, the python has. The python is. Incomplete advantage. If that giraffe can't get back up to run.
But you're saying it wraps itself, like the giraffe leg, that calf hoof thing, isn't that big. So it would have to like.
They're like little toothpick legs.
Yeah, it would have to unsuspectingly, I feel like, wrap around one and then like wrap around the other and then startle it so it goes to take off and then it trips it.
Right. So I thought about that too, Cody.
Yeah.
Whereas it's going to have to be a sneaky python because those giraffes are actually really fast.
Yeah, and they will stomp the crap out of a snake.
So best case scenario for the python is if that giraffe's already lying down or it's distracted or it's by a watering hole.
And it's got its like freaking neck down drinking water.
Yes.
Do they leap? Can they leap?
Come a giraffe?
On, no, the... Well, now, yes. Now, yes.
I don't know if pythons can leap.
Originally, I meant the python, but can a giraffe, like...
Jump?
Gallop and then leap? Because that'd be terrifying to see.
I would think that best case scenario would be...
Oh, no.
Giraffe is on the ground resting or drinking. That's when the python sneaks up. They're not very fast from what I'm seeing. This is why I need Max Man Reptile Rescue in here for times like this. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Could the python get a kill a giraffe? And that's the question that's been in my head for quite some time now.
People are saying pythons aren't the like a boa, though. It'd have to be a boa. Because then it could
What's
constrict
a python,
it. A python,
then?
A python will wrap itself around you, but it's gonna. I think it's going to bite you more.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing, like, suffocates the bejesus out of you. Either way, for science's sake, let's say both they can do both. Because that's easier.
Or like anaconda.
I'm never gonna remember.
Like, in my head, it's just, I'm thinking a very large snake versus a giraffe.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a bitey snake, though. I'm not talking about a snake that could... kill you with venom.
No,
I don't want
a snake
that's going to kill you with suffocation or brute force.
Yeah. Yeah, snake, I could lunge. So I bet if it gets enough of a push off of the bottom of that, if it's like hiding, like a foot into the water.
That top text is exactly what I was thinking. Read that text out that just came in. This is what I thought of. I was just going to say this. What does it say? Go ahead.
Python's being a sneaky Pete up in the tree. So when the giraffe comes galloping by... Sneaky Pete the Python does a little...
God, he got him! He drops right from the top of the hell in the cell.
Yep.
Onto the giraffe.
Little tope suicida, wraps around the neck, little hurricanrana. He takes the giraffe down on the ground, and all of a sudden, new jungle champion.
That's how I think the python definitely wins.
Yeah, and it does got to be a big old snake, man.
It's going to have to be, like the biggest kind.
But if it gets around its neck, it's only got to be big enough to kind of wrap around a few times, and then... He's going to eat like a...
I was going to say, he's going to eat like a freaking king.
I just dropped an F-bomb. He's eat like a goddamn king.
Like, he never needs...
Ever. He's just going to call people over from all around.
Here's the other part, Cody. And guys, stay with me. We're really high right now.
No, I'm in on this. No, man, it's cool.
Stay with me.
Yeah.
So you've got python, boa, whatever we call it. Gigantic snake drops from a tree in this situation.
Yeah.
Gets around the giraffe's neck. Crushes the giraffe's esophageal tube or whatever it is.
Okay.
Giraffe is now dead.
That's it.
Now you said something else.
Uh-oh.
It's going to eat like a king. But how? With any other python, it can fit the whole food in its mouth. It's not like it has access to a knife and a fork. How does it then cut up?
It can't.
It can't.
It can't eat it. It can't eat
it. It can't eat it. It can kill it, but I don't think it can eat it.
I never even got there with my brain, man. I never even got there.
It can't eat it. It can kill it, but I don't think it can eat it, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn.
Because it can't.
That would suck. What's he going to do? Can, like, would a snake? No. No. A snake would not wait for, like, a lion or such to eat a bunch and, like, it left the neck and the head.
Yeah, maybe it left, like, a little bit.
And then the snake was like, oh.
Yeah, maybe it left a little bit.
You know? But would they do that? I don't think they would do that.
They would need to work as a team where another animal could sever it up, like cut it up into chunks, and then be served in a certain way.
Yeah.
If it's just a whole giraffe there, I don't think the python, snake, whatever, it can't get in all its mouth.
Snakes aren't really scavengers, so I don't think they would eat. But if they were the ones to have killed it, they're not scavenging. They're just being bros. I mean, like, I know I can't eat all this. Let me have a Friendsgiving.
That would have to be the scenario where he goes, like, he does the killing, and then he goes back to the jungle and goes, hey, guys, I just suffocated a giraffe. And then, like, they all come running, and now everybody can take part, and they go, well, Mr. Snake, let me cut you a piece of giraffe hindquarters.
Right? They're like, listen, hyenas, I'm going to need you to help. It's out for a little
Cut
bit.
Cut this up a little bit for me,
Do
right.
some song on with your stupid teeth and then, you know, get us a little, I'll take a leg. You guys can take the torso because I'm not eating a torso. If I eat a torso, I'm going to be just sitting here picking for you guys to kill me. And then you're going to have like a weird turducken, but with a snake giraffe.
And it's not like a snake has access to a freezer. So once this meat turns, it turns.
Oh, that is true.
You only got so much time.
They've got fridges, no freezers, so that they can like. For a couple days?
Yeah.
Giraffe.
They've got igloo coolers and stuff.
Yeah, after that.
Listen.
Nope.
The tail is old as time. Can a python or boa constrictor, can a large snake kill a giraffe? What is your answer?
And I thought that, you know, it was a joke about, you know, nobody's handing out weed gummies to their kids on Halloween. Like, relax. I didn't realize that kid apparently got into.
Yeah. That's the beauty of 11-year-olds, man.
Hey, coach.
They got questions.
Yeah, right?
Anybody that works with kids will tell you, they got lots of questions.
And then when they want to ask, it doesn't matter what they're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to shut it down, and I'm going to come ask you real quick.
This is the same kid that, by the way, in the beginning of the season, I was coaching, and he came running up like it was an emergency. He goes, coach, have you seen Kong vs. Godzilla?
Oh, no, I didn't
And
see
I had it that time, and I go, it's really good, bud, but we're going to focus on these drills right now, okay?
I feel like me and this kid are kind of...
You're kind of buds.
We're right there already.
We're
right there. I'm going to take him out to Pizza Hut.
No, he likes McDonald's.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
He'd come to every game on Saturday and be like, Coach, I just had a Big Mac of fries.
Oh.
And I go, buddy, you're going to cramp up.
Yeah, geez.
Should have saved that for after the game.
Nope, wanted it now. He couldn't wait. It was for after the game. Yeah. He's like, I can't wait. Can't wait. Ba-da-ba-ba now, Ma. Give it.
Massively multiplayer online is what MMO stands for. So like a World of Warcraft.
Are you being
stuff.
For reals?
Yeah.
Say it again. Say it again?
Well, it's either massive multiplayer online. I just know it means a lot of people playing a game at once online.
Like Fortnite?
World of Warcraft, more like. Where you're like in hordes and stuff.
Wait, what?
Hordes.
I don't know stuff. I wish I did.
Just gigantic online communities.
I'm so far behind in all of that I still want to just learn Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, we just finished Stranger Things, so yeah, me too.
Right. That piqued my interest back into it after watching that. Wait, too hot. You got to when you start in the second season tonight.
Tonight, probably.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You should.
Because it was really awesome.
I like the second season.
We just started getting into Stranger Things, my kids and I, and it wasn't bad for them. I mean, a little gory, and then a couple makeout scenes, but what are you going to
do? No, there's not. There's the second season might get... I can't remember.
It's fine. They can close their eyes.
But I was saying, there's not like, there's like what we were watching here where there's 80s bush or nipples.
Yeah, right.
None of that.
So we'll get into that. I really like it. There's three seasons out right now.
And I thought the fourth one was supposed to be out
No, like 2022
Halloween,
it says. That's why we're binging it right now.
Yeah, so you got another year or whatever the hell. Who knows in the hell why they would. I don't know why you wouldn't release it at Halloween time. So if it's not you know,
yeah,
next Halloween. And if it's any other time than that, that'd be done.
We were over by Branching Out Bottle Shop.
Yeah.
Went and said hi to Barley. But then we saw Movie Tavern was right there. My wife says that everything's online now for Movie Tavern.
Okay.
So we're set to go back for that Ghostbusters movie when that eventually drops.
I was just going to say that, but I wanted to wait until you were done with that.
That's where we're going
to
go.
Finally put trailers to TV now, man. I saw the first one yesterday.
When does it come out?
19th.
Of November?
Yep.
Then we'll go to that. Because why would you Why would you put it out in
October? Why would you put it out now? Yeah. But, oh, my God, I saw that, and I literally stood up out of my seat.
Yeah?
I went, oh, my God, it's the trailer.
You want to come with us? You want to be?
Yeah, where are we going?
I got. Oh. What?
I brought my jacket because it's Halloween time. I got to start wearing it. We're going to ghost bust. Boston makes me feel good.
Boston makes me feel so good. Nah, but if you want, you can tag along. We don't care. But she was just saying.
We're going,
like,
Movie Tavern?
Yeah, Movie Tavern. Got to for that. I got to get some pretzel bites or something.
I was going to say. I gotta get the most awkward thing to eat in the dark. I think last time I got chicken and waffles. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's impossible. You can't really eat meals, but it's awesome.
It's funny. Yeah. Eating in the pitch black.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a bright scene in Super Troopers, and then I'd...
good. Nice. No, movie theater Sprite just hits different for me. If I got a big plastic cup full of Sprite, it hits different.
I tried to make, like... movie theater popcorn the other day.
How'd you do that? Just a ton of butter?
Yeah, I just melted butter, dumped in on popcorn, shook it up.
Did it do it?
It did, but it was a little buttery.
Well, because I don't use real butter.
I got to scale back a little.
If you melted
that.
Real butter, yeah.
Yeah, I
gotta
get
movie
that.
Theater popcorn butter is like butter juice. It's not real butter. Because then your popcorn will congeal at some point.
It didn't congeal. It just like... soaked it all up.
Yeah.
So it was like once I got to the bottom, it was, they were moist almost. It was like, oh, this has absorbed all of the butter. It was hilarious.
What's really, really good if you want that flavor is if you go to the popcorn aisle at your local Groschnasium, they have like the butter salt and like the seasonings that you put on it.
Oh, that stuff was awesome. I've got that. No, I wanted the, you know what? They might even have the liquid, but I wanted like liquid butter. That's
Want like the pump, whatever's in that pump, because it ain't butter.
No, it's like a butter substitute.
Yeah.
But
it's
not like
old car oil.
Yeah, I was going to say, not butter substitute, like better for you, like margarine.
No.
Butter substitute, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can use this as a lube if you want.
Butter flavored lubricant.
Oh.
Which, by the way, isn't it great that we have like. So, like, fake banana taste is what we equate banana to.
Yeah.
Fake grape taste is what we equate grape to. That's not what those vegetables or those fruits really taste like.
Oh, God, no.
Movie theater popcorn butter is what we consider butter, but that's not what butter tastes like.
No, it's butter.
Yeah.
No, it's butter.
Butter, like, you know what butter tastes like. Yeah. Whatever that orange stuff is, we're like, that's buttery. Okay, call it butter. It ain't butter.
Let me get the extra pumps of that butter.
Yeah,
And the guy back is like...
All right, sure, this.
You want to be more specific? Because we don't have anything butter.
Yeah.
You mean this goop?
Because I guarantee you find the menu, there's an asterisk next to the word butter on there.
Right? Butter flavor.
Yeah, butter flavored.
That's what that is.
Butter flavored oil.
Butter flavor.
Yeah. You know what? It's so damn good.
Ugh.
Uh-huh. How is the IBS after all that butter? Mine doesn't get bad. Does yours?
It rumbles a little bit because I'm not supposed to have... too much, but I can handle it. I have lactate pills that I'll take casually throughout the week, just as I think
just
of
to
it.
Level you out.
Yep.
Because right.
Again, there's no way in hell I've said it before. You're not prying ice cream away from you unless it's out of my cold dead hands.
No, and that is that's my feeling with apple juice. Apple juice and apple cider will make me. I'll defecate in my pants.
I've got that coming.
But I'm not going to stop drinking apple juice. No. I drank apple juice this morning.
I was going to say, I put back some apple cider yesterday. I got that coming. I'm in trouble. I don't care. You right now.
I don't care.
Yeah.
If I got to hover over a toilet for an afternoon just because I want to enjoy some delicious apple cider or apple juice, I will.
Oh, worth it.
So worth it.
Oh, worth it.
Here's a 1-0. Crowd, Swanson, he's got it to his feet, throw to first, there it is! The Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series! Here comes the 0-1, fly ball into left, you do it. Astros win the pennant.
Braves, Astros, that is your World Series. As you know, Coco, a big Atlanta Braves fan. He's very excited.
I don't know if it is even sunk in yet that they're in the World Series. It's just insane.
To you? In your brain?
It's just crazy. They should have had it last year. And, I mean, there's been so many years where they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Braves are one of those, one of the teams that gets made fun of because they've won... They won the most division titles in a row in the history of sports. They won one World Series during that run. So to, you know, actually get back there for the first time in 20 years, you know, being a pretty decent team consistently. Now it's four more. Got to get four more. That's it.
Is Greg Maddux still on that team?
Oh, dude, I wish. We got a guy that's Greg Maddux-like.
Chipper Jones still playing for him?
No, that was like my D-Day, man. The day he got his final game, that was the day of the worst call in the history of baseball.
The
infamous infield fly rule and the ball hit to the outfield.
Hank Aaron still on the team, or
I think he might be dead.
Is he
alive?
No, he's definitely deceased.
I can't remember. Is he?
Rest in peace.
Very
Hank
recently.
Aaron?
Yeah, it might just be pretty recently, I think, too.
Hold on a second. I don't want to call somebody dead if they're not dead.
No, if he's alive.
Yeah. Oh my God! This year he died. My apologies.
Yeah.
2021 January.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But so there you go. Do it for Hank, man.
Come on,
and plus just this has got to be one of those karma things where the Astros were proven cheaters.
Yes.
And I was never really on board with all this, you know. Ah, they're cheaters. They gotta pay. But now that my team's playing them, they're cheaters, and they gotta pay. And this is how they should pay.
There's your World Series for this year.
Yeah, good luck.
First game tomorrow.
Baseball's still going on.
It's still happening.
Freaking November.
Every
in a minute.
Sport is happening right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's about
baseball's happening. Basketball has started. I went to a hockey game Saturday.
Yeah,
Crunch
you did.
Comets.
You lucky bastard.
I was near the Stanley Cup, but everybody was.
You touch it?
I didn't touch it.
You'd have touched
people did, though. I don't think you're allowed to. I get nervous.
You're not really supposed to, but you don't. You mean you're not superstitious with all that, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's not like what team do you root for? They're not going to win if you touched it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, but there were definitely people touching it. There was like people putting their babies in it and stuff, taking pictures.
That's wicked cool.
Yeah, I was like, I want to put Cody in it.
Oh my God, that'd been awesome. Because it's the Stanley Cup, but it's not probably the real actual Stanley Cup.
It is.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? There's only one.
I don't know.
You think they've got like a touring Stanley Cup and a real Stanley Cup?
I kind of do.
Strange conspiracy.
Kind of do. But I would hope not.
No, it's the legit.
Because like, what? Then you let a
it
bunch
had a card and everything.
Let a bunch of people from Syracuse just touch it, put their gross-ass kids in it.
Yeah, but I bet worse has been done to it.
Oh, there's been things done to that. I wouldn't have put my baby
drugs
in that.
Drugs and sex and all say, of them. Yeah,
and that semen-riddled piece
I'm
of
sure,
metal.
I'm sure it's sanitized on the reg.
Yeah.
So that was cool Saturday night as first of the Galaxy Cup games, Crunch Comets. Comets won at the barn. We are your home for the Utica Comets and ESPN Radio home for your Syracuse Crunch.
I like that those two teams go back and forth on Twitter.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It's really funny.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like it.
Well, did you see their exchange Saturday?
Yeah, where like the Comets said, we're going to start late so they can pretend they won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're honoring the first responders. I'm like, what is going on? Stop arguing. It's making me uncomfortable.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was such a good comeback. Because that's, yes and no. You know, I mean, it is and it isn't.
Right.
It was starting late because Syracuse had to pretend like they won the Stanley Cup. But it's a funny, like, dig because nobody's won it. You're the minor leagues and their affiliate. It was just a funny. Yeah. I liked it. It was funny
back and forth, but it really does make me uncomfortable. It's like, I don't know.
You don't know where that line is. I don't think they do either.
Because you've never done the Twitter takeover with us, right?
No. Mm-mm.
I think AJ and I were the last time we were invited because we definitely ruined it.
We should go back and forth. One of us should be Comets and the other one should be the Crunch.
Well, this is what I'm saying. They tried doing that.
Yeah.
where they gave Rain Man the comments and they gave AJ and I the crunch.
Yeah, let's do that again.
And Rain Man was just like, you know, normal sports guy. Yeah. And AJ and I were looking up, like, information about the players and tweeting it out.
Yeah.
Like, we were very inappropriate. And I can see you doing the same with me.
That'd be wicked, wicked funny.
We have not had a badass since.
No. But that'd be great. I don't mind that.
So that was some fun action happening on Saturday nights. And then yesterday, what games did you watch? Did you watch all of them? Bucks murdered the Bears 38-3. Cardinals over the Texans 31-5.
Yeah, that game was weird, man.
Why?
That's two games that yesterday had the score of 5 for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Where I was like, are you guys going to do anything here? And you got 2 points. For a while, one of the games was like 5-2.
Like, do something.
Do a thing with the ball.
Titans murdered the Chiefs.
That was...
What happened there?
The Chiefs' defense isn't that good. They got old way quicker than they thought they would. And the lack of running game is definitely hindering Patrick Mahomes. Because now everyone's just double-teaming Tyreek Hill and being like, sure, have your 100 yards and a touchdown because no one else is going to have anything.
Right.
Because that's what they're doing. They're just doubling him. And now he has nowhere to go, and Patrick Mahomes is trying to make too much out of nothing. But they'll be fine in like a year.
Giants crushed the Panthers. I see all you Giants fans excited.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Why?
Because they still played awful, the Giants.
The Giants did, and then they won by that much?
They just had a couple plays that went their way that worked out well. But still, just watching any minute, a minute of that game with Daniel Jones looks just so lost out there. Like, everything that he does is
they
on
love
accident.
Him. Levine loves him.
It's like everything he does is on accident, man. Oh, it's terrible. And the worst part is that he doesn't. They don't. They know. Giants fans know.
What?
But they gotta. You gotta kind of stick behind your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Levine knows that he's terrible. He's terrible.
But if you were watching the Bucks game,
yeah,
maybe you did or maybe you did not see the exchange over Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball.
Yeah, I saw it.
So
I did.
He throws to Mike Evans. Mike Evans obviously scores a touchdown. Mike Evans doesn't know that's Tom Brady's 600th touchdown.
No.
So he just tosses the ball to the crowd. And I guess that's a big deal because somebody wanted it.
Yeah, well,
like the Bucks want it.
I'm sure somebody wants it for cash money reasons, but now that guy is probably going to be like, all right, well, what I'm going to want back is
a signed jersey.
Boned.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
This guy got boned.
He gave it back?
Yes. Here's how it goes. He tosses the ball. Mike Evans tosses the ball to the stands.
Yeah.
The Bucks were able to convince the man to give the ball back for a $1,000 gift card to the team store.
What?
How much do you think this ball was valued at?
Oh, man. Five figures, I would say at least, like $50,000, something like that at least.
$750,000.
Yeah, there you go. I was off by $700,000.
According to various sports memorabilia experts, it's worth anything from $500,000 to $750,000. And this guy, you can see a video of somebody from the Bucks organization talking to him.
Yeah.
And he hands the ball back.
That's fine. I would have done the same because it's, you know.
Would you?
Yeah, but not for $1,000. I literally, honest to God, I would have said, cool, I'll give it back once you bring me back. I don't know. You can have, maybe Brady, Mike Evans, a couple people sign a ball. I definitely need a jersey signed by Brady. I definitely need a couple things that,
like,
you know what I mean? And maybe the $1,000 gift card. Thank you. I'll wait right here for it. Until then, you're not getting this ball.
But that's my question to you and anybody else listening.
They just take it and ban them.
Right. Like, whose property is that legally at that point?
I bet there's something that on the tickets or something that the NFL states that, like, if a ball goes into the stands, that you're required to give it back or some other whatever. I guarantee you, if he didn't want to give that ball back,
right,
they would have gotten it back.
Like, let's say we go into the World Series,
yeah,
and your Atlanta Braves hit a walk-off home run.
That's different, I think.
Why?
And
that ball goes into the stands, and little Cody Lisi gets the home run with the World Series winning ball. And the Braves are like, yo, can we get that for our museum? Are you allowed to say, F you? No, this is mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they'll do that. But most people, baseball is usually pretty good at being like, all right, no big deal. Maybe you give us this ball that's just a regular ball that means nothing to you. And then what we give you back is then baseball will be like, here's a bat signed, a jersey signed, a bunch of balls that are signed. Baseball people usually will counter with something awesome.
Well, the Bucks gave him $1,000 to the team store, not even cash.
Nope, that's what I'm saying. Hell no, man. So now he's got to figure out a way to spend a gift card for $1,000.
He got a different game ball. Okay, great, thanks. A random Sunday game.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, whatever.
Nah, go down. This is Brady needs to sign that.
Yes, dude!
Although, you never know, for as much as we usually poop on Brady, he's usually pretty good with this stuff. I wouldn't be shocked.
He did give a hat to a kid at the end of the game, which was really sweet.
So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he catches wind and is like, maybe doesn't, no one ever even hears about it, but he sends him a care package or something, which would be, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
And it's like, is it something that Tom's going to want? Like, is 600 touchdowns a record?
Yeah. No, that's why. That's the new NFL record? That's the deal, is that it's a record-breaking ball. So.
Okay. That's what I thought.
But again, I don't know who wants it. You know what I mean? I don't know if
tons of sports collectors.
That's what I mean, though. But I don't know if Tom would want it, or if it's
Hall
the
of
Bucks
Fame
or
wants
NFL.
It, right,
yeah. I have no idea. I have a feeling Tom Brady would not want that.
He doesn't care about it, you don't think?
I feel like they wouldn't. Like, he'd be like, I don't know, man. You want me to have it? Oh, sure, here, you guys can have it and donates it to the NFL or something.
Like, when it comes down to things like that, has anybody else experienced this? Home run ball, but like a big deal home run ball. A game ball like this. Whose property is it at that point?
I've seen instances of baseball guys doing that, where they'll catch a historic ball and then, like, Major League Baseball will whisk them away and be like,
Sure.
Come on, let's real quick. And then they'll go, all right, here's what we will, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And they do the whatnot. And I think if you want, you can be like, no, I'm going to keep this.
Yeah.
But usually the thing with that is that it's usually a fan. And if you're a fan of, say, Chipper Jones hits his last home run and I catch it, and someone from the Braves comes to me and goes, hey, Chipper wants that ball, I'm going to go, okay, here, Chipper going to have the ball before I probably even say, can I have something in return?
Right, because you're going to be in the moment.
Yeah, I'm going to go,
sure.
Yeah, it's Chipper's. It's Chipper's ball. Here you go, Chip.
That's what would have happened to me in this situation. If you're just tuning in or talking about the...
I would just be, yeah, it's Tom.
The Bucks fan that was handed by Mike Evans the 600th TD ball, Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball, and he gave it back in exchange for a $1,000 gift card and another game ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know who... Obviously, the Bucks have probably a lot more lawyers than this guy does. So if they would have gone to court, they could have been like, this is technically our property.
Right,
blah, blah, blah.
You got it within the grounds of the stadium.
Right.
That would be like if a player's helmet flew off and you caught it, you wouldn't be able to keep that. That's the team's.
Or if Mike Evans jumps into the stands, I don't get to keep Mike Evans.
Oh, you know.
Right? I mean, he's technically mine now, right? And he's going to come home and...
Johnny Manziel once did that, and I have him at my place
right now. Do you still have Johnny?
That's where he is, if you guys were ever wondering.
We just kind of sit around a lot,
We just hang out, play Nintendo.
So, I mean,
that's still pretty cool, though, man, to catch that stuff and then have to even have the option.
To have $750,000?
Well, I mean, I bet he didn't know that.
Oh, right now he's reading these headlines.
That's
mad.
What I'm saying. I wonder what he thinks if he sees that this now. I wonder, I'd like to hear from him now.
Yeah, probably like in the moment, he just thought it was a game ball. He didn't know it had... significance.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, wow, $1,000 gift card. There you go, cool.
Oh, I wonder.
And now he's finding out it was...
I wonder.
The golden goose of all footballs.
Get him out of debt for life.
Yeah, really, pay off his house, all of his kids' college.
But then again...
Yeah.
How hard is that going to be to then take and flip? How are you going to prove...
Once you're there, it's yours.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I got this ball. I caught the ball. I turned and frickin' book out of that stadium, get my car and drive away as fast as I freaking can.
Yeah.
And then the next day I call the guy that does the Yankee memorabilia and stuff here for us.
Yeah.
How would I be able to prove to him that this is the Tom Brady 600th touchdown ball?
Just show the video of you being handed the ball, maybe, and then you go, that's me, and here it is. But how would he know that you didn't switch the ball?
Yeah, yeah. So I bet, I wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like I'd rather have like a $1,000 Visa gift card than to the team store. I don't think anybody. I love the Cowboys, but I think I'd have a hard time getting $1,000 worth of Cowboy merch.
Give me $100,000 cash, and this is your ball.
And then with $1,000 of it, I'll buy some of your merch.
Yeah, sure. I'll go buy a new hat.
I'm already here, guys. You got me as a fan.
I'm already dressed. You want a 600th ball? I'll tell you what. This next guy.
He still has those many, huh?
Does he? Wow.
Jeez.
See the.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can we just give you, we'll give you $1,000 gift card. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Appreciate it. I'll be back.
We're going to go make $1 million off this, but here's $1,000 gift card. Thanks, man.
I'll be back with something. Doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
How was your, I'm going to get into this alcohol shortage story, but how was your big wrestling thing on Saturday? What were you doing? You and Coco
cool.
and the Bone.
We went out to a bunch of wrestling guys. We're doing like a meet and greet,
uh-huh.
but like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So we ran out there to get a bunch of old guys' autographs, I guess you could say.
Killer Kowalski was out there?
I mean, he might as well have been, because with these, it's hard because wrestlers' schedules are so all over the place that originally it was supposed to be a couple of different people, and then like throughout the course of the months and even the day before, people dropped off. Like, we were supposed to meet Razor Ramon. And he dropped off the night before.
I saw Hambo had a Razor Ramon outfit on.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm still wearing my Razor outfit. I was like, you're damn right, I would too.
I like Hambo has wrestling outfits. He's got whole costumes.
Oh, he's got fancy outfits.
He
man.
Does.
Oh,
he matches his glasses to it and all the things.
All sorts of stuff. But the guys they had were still pretty cool. There was a couple guys there that, you know, you grow up watching. So
this was down near Albany?
Yeah, so I was like, all right, this is not bad. It was supposed to be... You know, John Moxley wasn't going to be there, and then, you know, no Razor Ramon, and I think maybe one other guy that had to get moved around, but it was like, all right, it is what it is. What are you going to do? Thought like I can be like, all right, well, I'm not going. Clearly, I'm going. I already paid, and I was there, so what are you going to do? But there were some neat guys, man. It was pretty cool to just see Ric Flair kind of just walking around, because when he came out, he went and said, you know, hi to all the boys, and it was funny to watch all the guys, like, jump up and, like, sir, hi.
Hi, hello. Sir, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Flair, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, yes, sir. How are you doing, sir?
Flair.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Every one of them would just throw themselves at him. It was pretty cool to see like that, because that's one of the big things in the wrestling business with the old school boys.
You got to respect them, yeah.
If you don't, you could get, you know, heat with you.
Right, right, right.
Which is kind of weird.
Right.
And then it was cool to have, like, Diesel. I got an autograph and a picture with Diesel, uh-huh. Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
And the hardest part was probably the pictures that you had to choose from for all these guys. Oh, the decisions. You know I hate that.
Wait, what do you
mean? They all had to get up there for Ric Flair and Kevin Nash and all of them.
Uh-huh.
But they have 8x10s. They have glossies for, you know, to sign for you. But they have different ones to pick from different points in their career.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it was impossible.
So they don't, like, you don't bring an item to sign?
You can. Hambo did. He had pictures of himself with a couple of guys that he had them sign.
Nice.
But, like, I got up there for the Ric Flair one. And, like, there's one posing with the belt. There was one, a still frame of when he eliminated Hulk Hogan and Sid from that Royal Rumble.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, these are really cool. And then that one wasn't too hard. The Kevin Nash one, I ultimately went with the picture of him and Shawn Michaels when they were a tag team.
Nice.
And he was Diesel.
Nice.
But I got up there and he had, like, the movie poster of the Ninja Turtles, because he was Super Shredder.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even thought of that, and I saw that and went, oh my God. He could sign it Super Shredder and Kevin Nash or whatever, Super Shredder's autograph. That'd be
That's
really
tricky
cool,
for you.
I went with the Diesel two dudes with attitude.
Yeah.
And then my third, I got Jeff Jarrett, if people are familiar with old Double J. He used to just hit people with a guitar and call them slap nuts.
Yes.
I went with Double J.
That's fun, man. You had fun.
It was cool. There was a lot of guys. There was a couple that it was, oh, this is sad. You know what I mean?
Really?
That's how, with wrestling, you guys know, They
age faster.
And they don't look like you'll see the one of the guys' pictures to promote him was him standing there with rippled abs.
Yeah.
And he walked in late and he was like, I don't know, 300 pounds. Yeah. He was misshapen. He was like limping.
It's a bummer.
I was like, that's a tad bit sad. But then there are other guys that were there because they're just in between things. And you could tell that like, oh, he's still a wrestler. Like, yeah. That guy's still going to go fight somebody.
I do like that they all have like their pose. Like when I see them like do their pose, like obviously the two sweet, everybody's doing the two sweet.
And he did it. I didn't even, I just bent down and he went.
That's the gimmick. He goes, yeah. Do the two sweet. All right, there you go. And then you do the two sweet and everybody poses. Ric Flair did a move where he's like pointing at you.
Yeah.
Because like, I would see you and Hambone's photos. I'm like, oh, they just have a stance that they go to.
The guy that did that was the character, the Mountie. It was in his whole like Dudley Do-Right regalia where he looked like a Canadian Mountie and he posed with everybody like all grumpy
That's
and
awesome.
Angry.
Yeah.
Also super funny, pardon me, was I was talking to a show bro and then I ran over so I could do the Kevin Nash autograph and stuff, and I came in late on his and Hambone's conversation and I walked up and Hambone and Kevin Nash were talking about how they were a tag team that was called the Ass Magnets. So that was, and they were deep into that conversation. He even signed.
He gave you a shout out for Coco and the Bone, right?
He did. Yeah, we're gonna use that. He gave a nice little
an ID is what we call him.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. But I thoroughly enjoyed walking up and being like, oh, sorry, I'm here. All right, let me take the picture. And I lean in and, oh yeah, we were the Ass Magnets, and that was our jail name. And I was like, what did I just walk?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Into
that's fun.
So it was pretty neat. It was pretty neat.
Well, sad news as we approach the holidays, my friends. This is K-Rock. We are going to be seeing here an alcohol shortage. Now, this has been called by a couple of guys in the biz. Syracuse Waterboy on Twitter, he's a truck driver. He called it. He said, we don't have the people delivering the booze right now.
That's what it is. It's not an alcohol shortage.
Oh, the booze exists. Yeah, it's just getting it into the stores.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to have an issue at all.
Well, not with weekday whiskey. That is plenty available. I can sell you lots of that.
You're the driver and you're cheap.
Weekdaydrinker.com. But what it is, and from what I'm learning about, like I've really kind of dove into this supply chain thing lately.
Yeah.
And you know how we got to this point? We're kind of out of crates is what it sounds like. You know those big shipping crates and you know, the big metal things that'll be on a train or a truck. Like
the cargo things. Yeah.
We filled those with PPE, like people all over the world did, and then sent them to places that don't normally get those gigantic shipping crates.
Yeah.
They offloaded the PPE, but they have nothing left to send back in the shipping crates. So we've got these empty shipping crates all over the world now. And it's getting them to the places that need.
And then they're just sitting there.
And then, like, we can't offload things fast enough coming in. It's a lot, man. The containers are just scattered all over.
Which is weird. It's just weird. Like, no one is going to want to just go get all that. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody will eventually.
That's what I mean. But somebody eventually, but not like right now.
We're going to have to pay a bunch of truck drivers a lot of money to get there going.
Interesting.
What does this say? A tactical dildo says, truck driver here. The salary a lot of companies are offering is laughable. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it. You want your goods delivered, you got to pay up. I mean, there were some numbers that it was a New York Times piece about how, like, it used to cost $2,500 to ship a single container from, like, China to Los Angeles, and now it's $25,000. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy. I
mean, it's just weird to just think, like, I can't get over the fact that it's all there, but, like, no one. Like, it's making me nervous. No one's ever going to be able to get it. No one's going to know how we're going to know where it is or how we're going to get it. They're all getting packed up.
Well, and that's the thing, too. If you want to get Christmas presents, order them, like, this week because you ain't getting them otherwise.
I was thinking I'm just going to do the what I did a couple years ago. Everyone's getting local stuff.
Yeah, it's all local.
All already here. It's all already in shops.
Yeah.
Or chicken tenders.
Or just have a chicken tender spread. A charcuterie.
Gift that for Bunny. I'll go grab a box of chicken tenders before every gift drop off.
Yeah, guy, I brought you tendies.
And there you go.
Hey, you here for your tendies? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does it say? Ben Riley says, because of COVID, 85% of our spending was targeted towards deliveries at home. The infrastructure was not built for that. These ports. Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. We went hard.
I was going to say, I saw your post the other day, and that's weird. Why can't we get all the stuff? There's plenty enough of the Amazon people ripping around, driving in opposite lanes, parking on the wrong side of the road, pulling into the lawns. Fans,
like, they popped up overnight, and I don't know who's driving them.
Listen, here's
they're all over the place.
Yeah, you've got to turn on a turn signal and slowly, like, pull over if you're going to pull over into your delivery place. You can't wait until you are literally pulling over to then immediately go from 60 to pulled over and with no directional.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Because I'm eventually going to get out and beat you with a baseball bat.
So there
it's rough.
Are so many shipping issues right now for a myriad of reasons we're reading about. No one to drive it. Our infrastructure was not built for us to stay home and get everything shipped to us for a year and a half.
Which is weird because the post office has always handled most of that pretty well. It just shows that it is overwhelming now.
Yeah, look at Textline. I ordered an iPhone for my dad. It is due to be delivered on December 16th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, like, they have them. There are places. I don't ever understand some of that. Sorry, I can't have it for a while. Huh?
They're there. They're in the middle of they're in a bay waiting to be offloaded.
They're in that boat. You're gonna have to take a dinghy out ourselves to pick out one of these things. Look at all that. They all have stuff in them.
They've all got stuff in them, and they can't offload them because there's no crates to send back. It's a whole universe I don't understand.
It's gonna be like Storage Wars. Eventually,
we just get to go and like say, I'll give you $100 for that.
With a saw, and just bust these things open. Hopefully, you don't get the one that had livestock in it.
I want the one that has the chickens. Ooh, no, you don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if anything is perishable in those, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY if you want to come hang. Powered by Bud Light Seltzer. Get it now before the booze is gone. And I got plenty of whiskey for you. WeekdayDrinker.com. Plug.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5 XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any shit. My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
Schrader on the run. He got it and out of bounds. Schrader lets it fly.
Seconds on the game clock, 41-36. Burmeister pressured, extending the play. Let's it go toward the end zone. Knocked around and incomplete. Incomplete in the end zone, and the Orange win it.
Virginia Tech almost winning that game with a Hail Mary at the end.
That would have been hilarious.
Syracuse fans would have ran into traffic.
Yeah.
I caught the end of that game. I was busy throughout the day Saturday, but
because now they're back on board with, I don't know, the whole thing. Syracuse fans are weird, man.
Why?
They're weird. Well, now they won, so now they're back on board with this team is great, Schrader's great, team is great, this is great.
Right.
But then
Brent Axe had a great stat that you can rest your head on. When it comes to covering the spread, they're 5-1. I mean,
that ain't bad.
You made some money at them.
I mean, that's not bad.
Good morning. This is K-Rock. Yeah, Schrader is a little bit of a hero right now for just throwing it up to who? That was Sean Tucker, right?
No, that was Alford.
Yeah.
The guy that had like six drops the last game. So now they just need to be consistent.
Yes!
That's the problem, is that they're inconsistent. And Virginia Tech is really not that good.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's not Syracuse's fault.
Yeah.
Like I saw people complaining on the Twitter after Florida State. They beat the bejesus out of UMass. Not even a, you know, Division One or whatever, you know, the whatever power school.
Who did
school
Virginia Tech?
No, Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, that's not our fault. The, you know what I mean? It was like Syracuse had Albany on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So why, you know, that's just how that works. But no, a win's a win. They got to get there. What's that, four? Is that four now?
Yeah.
They got a couple. They got to get a couple more.
Couple
to
more
end
for
up
that
in
bowl
that
game.
Pinstripe bowl.
That's what they want.
It's out, yeah, which they don't. The bowl sucks.
Yeah, it does, but you know.
Whatever, that's every year because that's the easiest place for Syracuse fans to drive to.
The hell of a good dip bowl right down the street on 104. That'd be nice if we could make that happen.
I'll go to that. I'll go to that. The chili bowl. Oh,
this was all part of a very busy Saturday. Cody, you got to understand my Saturday. I get up in the morning.
He did some stuff.
Go and coach soccer.
Right.
Soccer season wraps up. Proud of my boys. They played their hearts out. Then I run over to Township 5. Did a little Red Robin lunch. You know how that's going to go. Fondue burger was what I got, bro.
Fondue burger?
It's like comes with like a thing of cheese and bacon bits in it. And you dunk your burger into it. Oh,
interesting.
My God, it was good. Did a little bit of that.
Cool. So they're also ripping off the thing that you did where you got a cup of cheese to dunk your burger in. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I forgot I did invent that idea.
That's cool.
I'm an inventor.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm a fatty inventor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like several years ago.
Yeah, over at Wendy's.
Years.
We did that.
But okay.
I get a side of beer cheese to dunk my burger in?
You're damn right.
I'm so smart.
Big brain thinking.
Yeah, that's big brain thinking.
100%.
Went and said hi to Joel and Carissa branching out, mostly Barley, but they're not offended by that.
Yeah.
Kids want to see the dog. We go over and see the dog.
Damn right.
Then I go into Witty Wicks.
Is that your candle place?
The candle place.
You do like that place.
Well, here's the reason. Okay, let me tell you a couple things about Witty Wicks. Wife bought a bunch of stuff there for her friend's birthday gift. I enjoy scents, okay?
Yeah.
They have a candle there. Might be my favorite candle of all time called the Lumberjack.
Yeah,
that I bought.
Campfire one or whatever the hell it is or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I asked her what was in it. She told me it smells so good. It's my favorite candle right now. But my daughter, she's always working a gimmick, asks, can she get a decoration for her room?
Yeah.
So she finds this little tiny plant. Like, it's like a fake looking plant thing.
Okay.
She goes, can I get this for my room? We look at it. We say, fine, whatever. You want decoration for your room? Get a little decoration for your room. No big deal. So then we're spending a little more time in Witty Wicks. At some point, she's upgraded from this tiny fake plant to this taller fake plant for her room. Her room has like a jungle theme.
She has
fake leaves and stuff. It's what she likes.
Yeah, but I see. Now she's working a gimmick where she's trying to be like, what? This is the fake plant.
And maybe we're bad for not paying attention to like how much these things cost.
You told me I could get this.
So she brings up this little plant, puts it on the counter. I get my candle. Wife gets the thing she was going to get for her friend. Lady rings us out. Wife pays. We're leaving. And my wife goes, man, those candles must have been more than I thought. And I go, why? And she said how much stuff cost.
I bet you.
She
you know it.
Looks at the receipt.
Yep.
My daughter's decorative tree.
Because I've looked at some of these things for the apartment.
Can you guess how much it cost?
$29.99.
$25.
Yep.
For
unbelievable.
A little tree. And that's not a dig on Witty Wicks.
No,
we're big fans.
No,
Witty
Wicks. It's a dig on the market for all of these little plant things.
It's a dig on my daughter and me for allowing it to happen.
Because I've never been to that place. I've seen these at other places where it's like this. Yeah, for some reason, they are expensive as balls, man.
Dead in my tracks.
25. You go back in, you return it?
No. I didn't. At that point, I'm just so embarrassed that I bought a $25 fake plant.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my ball up, Mike, one money, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to spend $25 on a fake plant.
You don't realize it. It's one of those where you're like, how much could that cost? $10?
Yeah, I'm like, it's a little fake plastic plant.
But it's not, that's the thing. It's not fake, I bet. That's why.
Oh, it's fake.
Oh, it is fake?
It's a fake plant, but it's, I guess, a nice one.
Oh, good. What is it?
I don't know. It's like a little stick with a bush on the top. Looks nice in her room. I'm glad she likes it, but it's still...
still a whole thing. So now we were just in the house, we refer to it as the $25 plan.
I feel like that'd be your description for any plan I ask you
about.
I don't
know, it's got a stick, the
little bushy thing on top.
Yeah, I don't freaking know.
Walking through the forest, Josh, what is this? Oh, it's a stick with a bushy thing on top. Ah, excellent.
It rattled us. It rattled us to see how much a little fake tree costs.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I was all ready to get a couple of those decorative, like, whatever things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked, and one was like $14.99. It was literally, no joke, it was like this with some rocks in it with a little plant hanging out the thing. And I went, $15?
I got to get in the fake plant. I got to get in the decorative plant business, man.
Well, the thing is what you do, because then I remember doing this when I moved into the house. Then you just go over to like the dollar store and you get like one of these and then they're fake rocks. And then you jam one of their stupid fake things right in it. And boom, there's the thing.
You can
that
make
you
your own, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be doing all that crap.
So whereas I will pick on you for your candle prices, Woody Wicks, again, big fan, I will salute the Lumberjack candle, which is the best smelling candle I've ever had. I want to get some for in here. They have them all, and they have melter versions too.
I like that.
It's a manly candle. My daughter walks in last night. She goes, smells good in your office.
Nice.
I go, it's the Lumberjack. I am. I'm in the pocket of fake plant, guys.
Do it.
So now it's just referred to as a $25 plant in our house.
Now it's in the kitchen, because if it's going to be $25, it's going to be out where we can see it.
That's a main decoration. That is a main house decoration.
Damn right.
I want you all to suffer.
Oh! Hit so hard. Cousin Jay, 21 months in Twitch. Thank you for all your subs. Had a huge house party Friday night. Thank you, guys.
Oh my.
Yeah.
There are definitely people that do sex to this type of music. And it's,
their strippers are probably dancing to it too.
Oh my god, those are the best strippers.
You see these Jordans that sold for $1.5 million?
Whoa. Those are originals.
I know, it makes you mad that you donated all your old sneakers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cause you're like, everybody had those Jordans and now they're not worth anything.
I gotta look up the ones that I have. So I have a special pair of they're a pair of Jordans from the 80s.
See if they're worth something?
They are. They were when I got them. I just have no idea since then if they've gone up or down. They were a couple $100.
My daughter's a sneakerhead. She has a whole display. Going back to my daughter's room where the $25 plant resides, but
yeah, she got good shoes.
She takes all of her shoes, and when she doesn't fit into them anymore, she makes a display out of them.
Yeah.
So they're on the wall. I spent hours this weekend hanging up LED lights for the kids.
Oh, that's cool. Around like the shoe?
No, they wanted them around their ceiling for like vibe. Because they got to catch a vibe.
Yeah, I used to do that with Christmas lights.
So now I spent 2 or 3 hours putting up LED lights for these kids. Just around the whole perimeter of their ceiling. And in her room, she's got those Jordans on display. And she asked her grandmother, she said she wants a pair of baby Jordans just for display.
That's pretty damn funny.
And I go, no, you're not getting a Christmas gift.
Why?
Of a pair of baby shoes that you can't wear.
Why?
Because that's dumb.
Why?
That's a waste of a gift.
How come?
Trevor Michael wants to know what ones you have.
I'm trying to find it. I don't really know. I like that, though.
Wolf Monkey, 24 months. Thank you.
How much are baby Jordans?
I don't know. Still like $100-something.
It's her Christmas. I don't know why it's...
That's what she said. I'm not allowed to say what she gets for Christmas. I just get the stupid gift. It's a waste of money.
Oh, well, yeah. Almost everything we want for Christmas is a waste of money. That's the whole point of Christmas. That's the time of year when you get all the stuff you don't need, because during the year, you're not going to be like, well, I need to go get myself a pair of baby Jordans, some bathroom cleaner.
So that's what
vacuum.
Christmas should be? It should be gifts that you get that you don't necessarily need the rest of the year.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
And it's a kid. Just make Santa bring them to
her. A whole summer sausage?
Well, yeah. Is that what you'd like for Christmas?
It's what I'd love for Christmas.
Summer sausages? Okay.
But first, we got to get through Halloween. Is this week is the final week.
We're getting there.
I'm so sad. It's the final week of all my Halloween-y things that I love so much.
Yeah, I didn't do it right.
What do you mean?
I never. I always end up doing it wrong.
You still got Friday night go to Frightmare. You haven't gone.
I know, but I always say I'm going to do a whole bunch of Halloween stuff, and I just never do. I got to get out. I will drive around and look at people's stuff though, like Christmas, because
I've been soaking it in as much as I could.
So I've been trying, but I feel like I just haven't done it enough. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta do that though, because like East Syracuse, the Village has got a bunch of places that are all done up. I bet there's other places.
There's a good stretch. Cody and I, by the way, we drove out to Dunkin' Halloween at the park.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where else? What else? Who else has got?
Well, if you're going to this is your last week to go to Halloween at the park. Go to HalloweenAtThePark.com. It's a fun drive through. You're gonna love it. But
if anything, just get free donuts. Go there, get
a half a dozen donuts. Yeah,
get donuts, dude.
You made a good point that the people in the neighborhood are doing the same thing that Life and the Lake people do.
Yeah,
we're like on the way to Halloween at the park. Yep. All those houses are done up.
There were a bunch of houses on the way. It was pretty cool. And I got to do that because there's places in Manoa
mm-hmm.
that do it up for Christmas. So do they? The same people do it up for Halloween? Like I want to go see.
I like it
because I know I do. I started putting up a display. I got my answer of where I gotta be for Halloween. So I started putting up my little bit of a display so I'm not running around on Halloween.
Yeah, and
I've seen some other people around doing some stuff.
Speaking of your display, so if you look in the studio right now, our entire studio is decked out in Frightmare Farms gear.
Yes.
If you're on our Twitch channel, Cody's going to ask if he can borrow a couple things for his display on Sunday. What do you want to put up?
I'm going to shoot Jeremy a message. I do a little like cool graveyard looking thing. So I at least, very least, I think some of these skeleton pieces.
Want to borrow my smoke machine too?
I have a fog machine.
Oh, you do?
But I'm going to plug her in to see if it works.
Yeah.
Because it may not. And then like, I don't know, depending on I got to figure out the rest of my light situation today. Because I'll have a pretty neat setup. The orange ones are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Because if they're not going to pick them up till like Monday, then what's the point of having them sit here on actual Halloween?
Unseen on Halloween.
Yeah. Because right now it's pretty cool.
So
I like it already.
This week, I told you, an extremely busy week. Thursday's Wheel of Tattoos. All morning we'll be over at Timeless Tattoo. You guys will be spinning. I believe everybody will be contacted by the end of the day today. I have received a bunch of messages. Hey, did I get picked? I think everyone's getting contacted today. I think we're about full. But don't give up yet. There's a bunch of you that might be contacted today. Thursday morning, every half an hour, someone will spin the wheel. They will get that tattooed on them for free.
When are you going?
I'm going to spin the wheel in the 7 o'clock just because people will be listening then, but I'll get the tattoo after, after the show. I'll do the show.
Whoa.
Because I can't physically do it on the air.
Yeah. Well, I can.
I can't ignore the morning show and then go get a tattoo, but I will get tattooed on Twitch. You'll be able to see it after the show.
Cool.
So when we're normally gaming, you'll be seeing me get tattooed.
But do you know where yet?
I don't know what. I haven't seen the designs yet. I'm hoping Kyle gets me the designs today so I can decide where I'd put it.
Got a lot of room.
I don't want to put anything on my arms anymore. Put it on my butt cheek or something.
Yeah, Gamma, then you're gonna have poor Kyle or Shane or somebody have to tattoo your butt.
Preferably, yes. Preferably,
yes. That is funny.
Yeah. Come on now. I do believe. Okay, so I can tell you that we do have.
Put it right on your arm. It's gonna go right on your arm.
Not to give away all the names. What? What are you looking at?
Where's the dumpster?
Dumpster's right there.
Out of your room. Look at that.
Put it above the dumpster.
You might as well keep going.
So
keep going where you got plenty of room above the other one.
Couple of programming notes as far as the wheel tattoos go. 6 a.m. obviously is going to be Hambone. Hambone will be getting his fourth morning show tattoo.
On his, above his butt.
Above his butt. He currently has Cody's burning car, the phrase comfortable living, and a rad-ass scooter.
All above his butt.
6 a.m. will be Hambone. He will be the first spin. We'll see what he gets. 6:30 a.m. is going to be Showbro Rory, who is getting his first tattoo ever from us.
Poor guy.
He's wanted to get tattooed for years, never decide. He has trouble picking like you do.
Well, good luck.
So I said, then we'll pick for you.
Yeah.
So that'll be 6:30.
Well.
8 o'clock is going to be my buddy Mike Sabin, who will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of Kyle's first tattoo.
Didn't I say something for that I thought would be funny? And now I forgot.
What is it?
Oh, shouldn't that... Throw that
put
on the
his
tattoo.
Original tattoo on the wheel.
Yeah.
See if he gets it twice. So that'll all be happening Thursday. And then a bunch of show bros and showgirls scattered throughout the morning.
Nice.
Again, you'll be contacted today. But speaking of ghosts, Cody and I will be streaming our annual ghost hunt Saturday night. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm trying to figure out the best way to get cameras running so you guys can see a lot of stuff. Don't worry about the technical side of it. I would just say plan on, what time did we do it last year?
Late.
It was like 10?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
So maybe the stream starts at 10 this year?
Whenever you want, man. I'm down for whenever the hell you feel like it.
We are going to be in the blacksmith shop, which you guys didn't see last year.
Yeah, that was the one that
That's supposedly the most active part of this museum.
Oh, yeah.
We did not light the fire. We will light it this year.
Gotta light that fire. Because that was a weird obsession that I had for weeks
from
after,
what
man.
Understanding is that room has seen black apparitions walk around, like shadow figures.
Yup.
There was a lot of activity as far as like setting off those sensor things. I've told you guys I'm doubtful of those light sensors. It's like anything you set those off.
But it's interesting the way some of them went off last year. That's for sure. It just the way they, yeah, I don't know. Because I'm the same, but just some of them were like, wow, that's pretty neat that it's, yeah, whatever is going on, it's picking up. Whatever is bouncing around.
Like the stuff that Kenny brings to these things are more advanced than the other stuff I've seen. Like when I went and did a ghost hunt at Rolling Hills Asylum out near Buffalo, they would just do this thing where they took a flashlight and unscrewed it a little bit and said, if that light turns on, that means there's a spirit here. And I go, no, that just means the connection's being made at some point.
Yeah,
that's why it's turning on.
Yeah, no.
But he has like actual sensors and stuff that he's going to be using on Saturday night. So
I'm going to get a ghost. I'm going
to
catch
one. Cody wants to see a ghost, and then we get saged afterwards, because I don't want anything following me home.
I don't care.
Cody doesn't care, but I don't want anything following me home.
Which is fine. Again, going into it, I will reiterate, I am not mocking anybody's
anything. No, he wants
anything.
To stir up activity.
Yes, I'm just looking to stir up activity. Because, again, no one's ever been killed by a ghost, and I'm never going to, well, what about but then they were attached, and then they did a thing, and then, so firsthand they weren't killed by a ghost, but third hand.
Well, that's a great transition, Cody Mack, here on the show on K-Rock.
You have three hands?
No, I have a woman who killed a ghost.
If you kill a ghost, you gotta tell me.
Well, here's the problem. It was her neighbor dressed in a white sheet. So, let me tell you this story. A woman
is stupid.
Dressed as a ghost to scare her neighbors.
Unbelievable.
This was a town down in Mexico. She dressed in all white and would roam the streets in a white gown and a veil. This was on October 15th.
Yep.
She was dressed up as what was known as the Weeping Woman or the La Llorona in Latin America.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It is said to walk the street mourning her dead children, kind of like they have up in Oswego. That's a creepy one, too. According to folklore, the terrifying figure walks the earth in despair after drowning her two children in a river. Well, one resident saw this woman, freaked out, and shot her with several bullets. Now, there's a lot of suspicious things happening here. For one, you can't shoot a ghost, neighbor.
Yeah.
So even if you thought,
Let's
like, say you thought you were seeing a ghost. Shooting it isn't going to do anything.
Right, yeah. What southern state's this again?
The terrified shooter then fled. This is down in Mexico.
Oh, so
way close. South.
Yeah.
The terrified shooter fled after opening fire at the woman.
But
they've not been able to find the person who shot.
But down there, though, and some of that stuff, their culture is pretty, they take some of that stuff pretty seriously. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a woman thought that.
There's a demon, I'm going to shoot it.
But, culture or not, this is where I make fun of everybody's cultures and beliefs and religions. Mm-hmm. You got to be smarter than that. You know what I mean? There's no Jeebus popping out of a cave on Easter to come down and help hang out with you when you go to church. There's not going to be a weeping lady ghost walking around outside of your house on, Dia de los Muertos,
whatever the hell. And if there is, you're going to shoot it?
Right, you're going to shoot it? No, none of that stuff. None of it. You just got to be smarter than that. Believe in it all you want. All you want. Oh. Be so into it until that point right there.
Those two stories from Oswego where you have Seneca Hill, where a woman's walking with her child, and then you have Gray Road where the woman is hanged.
Yeah, there's a couple. We tried to find something up there, I feel like, and we never did. Didn't you try as well? That, like, road or
something? I've driven them both. I've never seen anything.
Nothing?
We can do a whole thing, bud. We can make Saturday a whole big ghosty day.
Yeah.
try to find some stuff. Get things mixed up.
I mean, yeah.
So that'll be streaming on Twitch as well, Saturday night. Plan for like 9 or 10. It's going to be later.
I'm surprised there's not more spots around that area. It's a old, that lake's been there forever. It's old. You know?
I'm always asking our friends who are listening right now, show fam,
there's gotta
where
be.
We can go explore. And nobody ever wants to tell us where who's haunted and where we can go.
We could try after if in Chenango, if we're close there. You're pretty close to that spot that's up near Green Lakes.
What is that?
What's that? Where it's the people see stuff in the woods and whatnot.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
I'm scared.
I don't want to say 13 Curse. I think that's like Janesville or something. But there's something right there. It might even be called that. But it's pretty close. And Chenango's probably it's old and creepy. There's probably more stuff there.
In Chenango?
Oh, it is 13 curves. There you go. Oh, yeah. All right. There's a lot of stuff right in that little
drive,
area.
Like drive the road and see things?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to see stuff like off into the woods. Oh. But there's also, you know, people that probably go out there and mess with people and stuff, I would imagine.
Oh my God, I never even told you. Boss Lady and I saw, like, this is not a ghost story, but it was just strange.
Yeah.
So we got one of the vehicles wrapped. We were driving up to, like, middle of nowhere, Oswego County, to go pick up this vehicle. So I'm driving Boss Lady to go pick up the company vehicle so she can drive
it
back here.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, yeah.
We're up in the middle of nowhere on like a back road, and there's these two people walking. It was middle of the day. This isn't a ghost story.
Yeah, yeah.
Still. And there are these two people walking in the lane. We're driving towards them, and they just hold up a blunt to me. They're like, they just
awesome.
Show it to me, and I didn't know, are you offering me blunt for a ride?
No.
You just want me to smoke with you?
Yeah, stop. Here, you want to hit this?
And I go to Boss Lady. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that.
Did you guys stop and hit it?
I mean, we hit it. Yeah, nice, of course. Nice. You know us.
That's where it's at, man.
But it was so random. I was like, we are in the middle of nowhere, and those just people wandering down the road, and they're like,
out in the country, man.
Smoke this blunt.
Yeah,
or
nothing else. You want to hit a backwoods in the backwoods?
And if you're watching in Twitch, you saw him in the room, and now he is here talking to you. Mayor Ben Walsh, good morning, sir.
Morning, fellas. Good to be back with you.
Thank you for joining us here on the air. So first of all, let's get the business out of the way, as you are here to let people know that Election Day is coming up. Early voting is open. We want to get out to those polls, right?
It is, yeah. Early voting started this past Saturday. So there's lots of places throughout the county where you can vote early. You don't have to, unlike Election Day, doesn't matter which polling place you go to, as long as you go to one of the early voting sites, you can vote there. So in the city of Syracuse, Southwest Community Center on South Ave, and the Magnarelli Center up on Grant Boulevard. And the important thing is just get out there, vote. You've got between now up to Halloween and then again on Election Day, Tuesday, November 2nd. And yeah, it's your civic duty, so get out there.
Get out there and vote, folks. You know how passionate I am about that. But I also am excited. I'm passionate about the news of the aquarium. And I'll tell you why. Because I think that Inner Harbor area has always been underutilized for a lot. We used to do concerts out there, but there's so much great real estate to use out in that area.
Yeah.
And we just don't. So the idea of an aquarium coming here is a really cool idea, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm a dad. I've got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and we've been to the aquarium in Boston, which was a lot of fun. But to your point, what's really exciting is the location. So the county had a consultant. They did an analysis. They looked at a number of sites up by the zoo, out in the suburbs, in the mall. They said the best place you can do it is on the water, mm-hmm. because then that brings other attractions. So it's really mutually beneficial. There's only so many office buildings and apartment buildings we can build without having something that draws in new investment and new activity. And that's what the aquarium will do. It will bring new people into the area, and then we can continue to build around that. So I'm really excited about it.
And that's one thing that I've said, and I'm not just saying that because the mayor is here or if I'm around, you know, County Executive Ryan McMahon. I say this as a dad, that you travel to these aquariums and they literally print money, you guys. Yeah. We've gone to the one down in New Jersey. We've gone to the Boston Aquarium. There's one in a strip mall out in Albany that gets a bunch of attention. Yeah. And to have that right here in a centralized location would be awesome.
It's great. And the other cool thing is we've talked about how we can incorporate, you know, of course, everyone needs to see the, you know, the bright, shiny stuff, the sharks and the rays and all that. But we really can make it our own and have a local component, and we can tell the story of the cleanup of Onondaga Lake and bring kids in from around the community and help them learn, again, not only about the local ecosystem, but about aquatic systems all around the world. So you can do both. You can have that local focus while still doing all the cool stuff that we like to see at other aquariums.
And this wasn't even intended at all. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh is in studio. After you, I have an interview with SUNY Oswego, who has an unbelievable marine biology program. So imagine them getting to stay around here and work for something like that.
Great.
But the other side of the coin is those people will fix my roads. Why do I got to get an aquarium? Where are all the potholes filled?
Yeah.
We have been doing a great job with that, right, Mayor?
We have, yeah. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah,
and we're doing that. You know, this summer has been painful at times, given the amount of road work that's been done, but it's long overdue, as I think everyone would agree to. And each year that I've been in office, we've increased the number of roads paved. So the year before I took office, the city paved 4 miles of roads. This year, we're going to pave over 24 miles. And each year, we've just built it up. And so we are data-driven. We identify the roads that are in most need of work. Some of these projects, like the ones downtown, take years to plan. And it all kind of came together this year. But we're going to continue to keep going. And, yeah, so we are filling potholes. We're paving roads. And we're going to keep doing more of it.
And before I let you go, Mayor Ben Walsh in studio, as we get closer and closer to the legalization of cannabis in the area, City of Syracuse going to be embracing this, or what do we think is going to be happening?
Yeah, so it is the law, and the way that I look at it is, you know, it's an opportunity for new investment. You know, I've stayed in close contact with Chief Buckner and our law enforcement partners to make sure that, you know, we're balancing public safety needs with economic opportunity. But yeah, I think we're going to have an opportunity if we can focus these investments in the right areas to really create new economic opportunity for city residents. I'm excited about it. I think we can make it work.
Election Day is very nearby. Early voting is open. Again, go ahead and give people the information they need to vote.
Early voting is open. Started this past Saturday. Goes through Sunday on Halloween, October 31st. Southwest Community Center on South Ave. Magnarelli Center on Grant Boulevard. Those are the two city sites. They're sites throughout the county. You can go to any site. You don't have to go to just your polling place. And then on November 2nd, you go to your polling place if you haven't voted yet. Regardless of who you vote for, the important thing is you get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Mayor Ben Walsh, of course, always a pleasure seeing you, sir. And thank you for making time for us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Two very special guests in the studio. We'll try to keep it straight. Kristen and Christine, both from SUNY Oswego, joining us. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having us.
So, Kristen is the Dean of Graduate Studies. Christine is the Associate Director of Graduate Studies at SUNY Oswego. Coco and I, both alumni of SUNY Oswego. You know how much we love.
Go Lakers.
We love it up there. But we're talking about grad studies and maybe taking that next step in your life. And Kristen was saying something that I don't think a lot of people consider. It's okay to do a job for 10 years and go, oh, I don't like this. I want to try something else. And that's kind of who we want to talk to, right?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, we want you to live your best life, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that means you do radio for, I don't know, 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And then you want to switch gears.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can do that, right?
You can absolutely do that. And one of the things that maybe a lot of people don't know is that you could contact us at the Division of Graduate Studies at Oswego and say, I think I'm ready for a career change. I've been working in this field, but maybe I'm thinking about becoming a teacher or I want to do something else. What are the next steps I'm supposed to take? And we have people that'll help walk you right through that process.
And there's so many people that don't realize the vastness of programs. Like, we've talked to people from SUNY Oswego who are like doing app design and stuff in Silicon Valley. And it's not just like, oh, grad studies, I'm going to have to be an accountant or a teacher. It's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, no, we certainly, people know us well for teacher preparation, mm-hmm. school counseling, mental health, and school psychology. But yeah, we have a nationally ranked MBA program. It's very, very popular. But it's these other areas as well, right? These interdisciplinary intersections of human-computer interaction, strategic communication, graphic design. And these are, I mean, the one thing about Oswego, it's like this treasure in your backyard,
sure.
right? I mean, awesome faculty,
yeah.
hands-on learning. But it's just like building your transferable skill sets, mm-hmm. right? So it doesn't necessarily mean like, I want to go do this. So I have to go get this degree.
Yeah.
It's sort of like maybe you're in a rut or you're stuck and you just want to be inspired.
Yeah.
Like I said, we want you to live your best life, find some joy. Sometimes you can do that by just working on projects that are really interesting to you through these different academic lenses, right?
And I think the important thing to know also is that you don't necessarily need to have a particular undergraduate degree to be able to go in to the programs that we have at Oswego. So if we're talking about the folks who are doing app design, for example, that's a lot of the folks in our human-computer interaction program. That takes people from any undergraduate major. And it's what's great about the faculty at Oswego, for example, is I was in a meeting with the coordinator for the HCI program just last week. And he said, for me, I'm just looking for people who want to be here and are excited to be here.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
And that's the beauty of this, is that say you went and you got your undergrad in zoology or something, and you're like, I want to see what else I can do. What's the first step? What's the process of just asking the questions, right?
Well, I think one of the treasures of Oswego is that there's people there to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, you just don't even know where to start, right?
Right, right, right.
So as Christine was saying, like, you're just having a conversation. There's people at the other end of the email. There's people at the other end of the phone that can just start having this conversation and brainstorming. Although you're putting together kind of a boot camp for people who've maybe been away or don't know how to kind of shift gears, right?
I am. That's right. So we're trying to take a really targeted approach to people that feel like they need a little bit of extra support to be able to successfully apply to graduate school. So we are going to be rolling out a grad school application boot camp program that's going to combine virtual group sessions as well as virtual one-on-one coaching to help you get prepared to apply to graduate school. People will walk through your essay with you and give you edits on writing your essay and help you discuss and determine who would be the right folks to write letters of recommendations. And so all of these different things that might seem really imposing about trying to go ahead and get back into school again, we're going to walk you through it and really hold your hand.
On behalf of SUNY Oswego Graduate Studies, I have Christine and Kristen both joining me here. So the first step is to get on that phone, call the number, get on the website, learn the information. But don't be discouraged if you've been out of undergrad for a while. That's the biggest message here. Maybe you're not going, you're not 21 and you think you know what you're going to do for the rest of your life. It's okay to have done something here for 15, 20 years and get back into the game.
Yeah. Figure out what you're, sometimes it takes a while to figure out what it is you're super passionate about, or sometimes it's a life experience and you say to yourself, I'm going to go change the world in this direction. So I think really just being passionate about what it is that you want to do and let us connect you to the experts in the field and help paint that picture of like what it's supposed to look like to get you to where you want to be, right?
And we think that a student who really has enthusiasm and passion and desire to be able to go after something is the kind of person who's going to take advantage of all the different opportunities we have. You can go to classes, but if you want to, you can also work on research projects. You can go out and you can work in the community and take the skills that you're learning and apply them every day. So we have all of those things available to people. And sometimes it's the students who are a little bit farther along down their career path that have realized these are the things they really want.
Especially these last 18 to 20 months has made people reevaluate their whole lives.
Oh, sure. Right.
So they're like, well, what have I been doing? Do I want to do something else? And I think that's been something that's happened here.
Yeah, something that's scary, though. I mean, like, say you left. I mean, my husband didn't have the best undergraduate GPA. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have these experiences at 18 or 21 and you think it's going to define you for the rest of your life. It's just not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So we really want to help you through this boot camp or through individual sessions over the phone, help you craft an argument for why this is what you want to do. So I read essays all the time and I do edits and I talk you through what you should be talking about in those essays. I mean, we've seen some things in graduate applications, right?
Yeah.
So we can really help you determine what are the do's and what are the don'ts in those particular circumstances to help you showcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Showcase your best self in these kind of applications. So I think that's kind of like that high touch experience you get at a place like SUNY Oswego.
Oswego.edu/grad studies is where you get started. Call them, ask questions. Like they said, someone's going to answer the phone, get you started, and then find the path that's going to be best for you. Christine, Kristen, of course, thank you for joining us, and best of luck. And if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to you guys directly, right?
That's absolutely true. You can email us directly, stop by our website, ton of information on our website. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you and hear about what drives your passion.
Love it. Oswego.edu. Go Lakers. Before we get out of here, Cody Mack, let me give you some leftovers. A lot of people claim that they rest very well on car rides or bus rides or whatever.
Yep.
So there is a tour company in Hong Kong that is offering 5-hour bus rides to nowhere, meaning you pay 13, 20 bucks.
It drives you around like a baby in a car seat?
Drives you around like a baby on the car seat for 5 hours.
Dude, that's kind of that's not a bad idea. I mean, I don't know if I would do it because that's boring just to know that I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to sleep.
Well, they let you do it right before the bus ride. You can up it. You can up your ticket price to 50 bucks where you get to have a huge lunch so you're really full and have a food coma before you get on the bus.
That is so funny. Dude, that's not a bad idea as just a, you know what I mean? A kind of a basic business model.
Just to be like, I'm going to go sleep on his bus.
Yeah, if you've got a couple like buses that you're not using year round.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
5 hours, you get a nice rest on this bus.
Yeah, you fill up your belly.
I mean, you want to feel like a bus entering the Lincoln Tunnel. I'll tell you what, this next guy,
the meat in your gut.
Big Mac truck in that little garage, if you know what I'm talking about. Griffin is up next.
You'll talk soon.
To you, dum-dums, tomorrow. Be excellent to each other.